Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2244, Surviving Financial Fear by Andrea Joy of SavingJoyfully.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Thanks so much for joining me once again here on Optimal Finance Daily, where I narrate the best articles on the web when it comes to money and finance. Now, without further ado, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Surviving Financial Fear by Andrea Joy of SavingJoyfully.com. Tonight, as I was scrolling through articles online, I stumbled upon an article that left an impact on me. This article contained a suicide note from a young professional who chose to take her own life. The suicide note was a very heartfelt, honest reflection of the pain and anguish that she experienced daily. This young woman chose to end her life after a constant struggle with her career, which was not what she had imagined, and the reality of her crushing debt. She struggled with faith, a career that seemed hopeless, and overwhelming, crushing financial fears. Reading her story broke my heart. Tears filled my eyes as I read her story and began to realize her life was not so different from my own. Her life, in fact, is so familiar because it's reflected in the lives of many young adults across the U.S. today. College was sold to us as the ultimate answer to someday landing our dream career. Sadly, most of us didn't realize that joy, and it's not been quite that easy. Many of us graduated with unbearable burdens of student loans and even credit card debt and no job prospects at all. Financial fear can overwhelm us. Her fear and her tragic struggle with debt were so real, not only to her, but to thousands of Americans today. The debt that once seemed barely manageable may now seem completely impossible. Since the pandemic has hit, the reality of managing this debt has become even more of a challenge. I survived my own financial fear. My 20s and 30s were spent accepting the realization of my own debt. This debt has become a huge burden, often forcing me to work multiple jobs just to make ends meet. My generation was told that college degrees were the key to success. In some fields, jobs are plentiful and the money is decent. Even in those jobs, it's hard to begin to pay back our massive student loan burden. My own experience has been better than many because I have had a job this whole time. All throughout college, I worked full-time for a company where I've remained employed for almost 18 years now. My current job, however, is not in the career that I envisioned, nor is it for the money that I had hoped for either. Despite all of that, I have a career with a company that I now have some longevity with, and I recognize that this is still a blessing. Having a job that can help to support me and my family and move forward within a growing corporation is not the case for everyone. Debt and depression in dealing with finances. There's such a massive impact that debt has on our lives. This can be seen in so many financial issues among Americans today. What we often see is the sad reality of the burden of debt within the lives of those around us. This seems to play out in various ways, from many people going deeper into debt, just trying to make ends meet, filing bankruptcy, having little to no retirement savings, alcoholism, drug addiction, gambling, and even suicide. These are not always the case, but they seem to be choices made by many who feel hopeless and desperate in their financial situations. What we need to realize about money is that determination and hard work can make a difference. Money is just a placeholder for time you have spent working. It does not define your worth. Your family, faith, and life matter more than any amount of money. Time, not money, is the most precious thing you have, so spend it wisely. Just like fire, money is a useful yet potentially dangerous tool. If you let it get out of control, you will get burned. Financial disappointment comes to everyone, so don't let it define you. And money is not everything, and the lack of money is not worth taking your own life. Another young life that should have not been lost. Recently, I read another heartbreaking story of a young man who got involved with investing in his 20s. This young man felt overwhelmed by the choices he made and the financial implications of his investments, and sadly took his own life. It's so obvious that money has the ability to help us and the ability to harm us. Money itself is not a bad thing, but when money begins to control our lives, it becomes a major problem. Right now, we're heading into a time where many investments will see drastic changes. I want to remind you that the stock market going up and down can be scary, but your stocks should never control your life. If they do, you can and will be disappointed at one time or another. Make certain that when investing, you can always handle the bad news and that your mental health and identity are not tied to your investments. Your life is worth far more than the money you've made or can make in the stock market. Why I wrote this today. I want to remind you that if you're struggling with these challenges in your life, you're not alone. So many others are dealing with the same challenges and choices, which may feel overwhelming at times. Remember that no matter what your financial situation is right now, it does not define you. Your life is worth far more than the money you make, the degree you earned, the debt that weighs you down, and the career you have now or don't have. Your life is precious, and despite the many challenges of debt, you can begin to pull yourself out of it. If I can do it, so can you. Hard work, determination, a personal budget, and a commitment to make a difference in your financial life can go a long way. I know because I've successfully done just this in my own life. Currently, I'm left with only my student loan debt after paying off multiple medical bills, credit cards, and multiple car loans. It hasn't been easy or quick, but I'm slowly and steadily becoming debt-free and smarter with my financial choices. You just listened to the post titled Surviving Financial Fear by Andrea Joy of savingjoyfully.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. While it's heartbreaking to think about, there is a correlation between financial stress and risk factors for suicide. People often say that suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. And I feel like in the case of debt and money, this is especially true. Money is one of those rare things in life that you can completely mess up and still find a way out. I think this is a good opportunity to mention bankruptcy, which I sometimes refer to as the herpes of the financial world. I say that because to many medical professionals, herpes is one of those things that is incredibly common and pretty easy to treat, but carries a ridiculous amount of shame. When you consider how many corporations utilize bankruptcy without shame, perhaps individuals should reconsider this option. I look at bankruptcy as a tool, and just like any tool, it should be deployed in certain circumstances. I mention this because I saw in a personal finance group recently a post from someone who recently recovered from a suicide attempt. She was looking for advice and felt completely backed into a corner with her finances. All 400 comments encouraged her to file bankruptcy, and many people shared that they made that same choice with no regrets. The clean slate not only put them in a better position to rebuild, but it was pivotal for their mental health as well. That'll do it for this episode. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll be back with you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.